And what I want to talk about this morning is in the 6 years of pastoral ministry, things that have broken my heart as a pastor. What breaks my heart as a pastor is sitting in meetings with couples when a man has been caught in sexual sin. Let me share with you what this moment is like. The man is sitting there, hands covering his face, with a look of shock, of surprise, a man that has been broken as he sees the full weight and the reality and the consequences of his sin. His wife is there, sitting with tears pouring down her face. Life as she knew it has been transformed. Questions that she never thought she would ever entertain are crossing her mind. Will I ever be able to trust this man again? Will my life, will our marriage ever be the same? His example to his children has been affected. His witness for the gospel has been affected. How did these men get there? How did these men, ensnared by sexual sin, find themselves in that room with their wife weeping? Men, what do we need to see? These temptations that these men faced are no different than the temptations that lie within our own heart. Read with me in 1 John verses 5 through 7. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaim to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. What do these verses tell us? Men, these verses tell us that there is danger in darkness. Men, there is danger in darkness. Men, repeat these words with me. There is danger in darkness. Now let's take a look at what this danger entails. Look with me again in verse 6. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. The Apostle Paul, what he's doing here, or the Apostle John, what he's doing here is he is warning his hearers. And he's also warning us today that there is danger in darkness. To walk in darkness means to know what Scripture proclaims, what Scripture commands us to do. Yet, we, in our sin, as we walk in darkness, as we conceal sin in our lives, we don't practice the truth. We don't live by what we know Scripture calls us to. And men, this darkness is in all of our hearts. It's in all of our hearts because we all, every one of us, has indwelling sin that resides in our hearts. None of us is exempt from this danger that we can encounter because of darkness. And when we encounter darkness, as we conceal sin, what does the Apostle John warn us this morning? He warns us that we can so quickly believe the lie that we are having fellowship with God, yet continue to live a life of darkness. How do we do that? It's so easy for us to think, men, that just because we come to church on Sunday morning, because we attend care group, and we go to men's meetings faithfully, that we are having fellowship with God. But yet, there's an area of our lives that we are keeping hidden, that we are not allowing others to know what's going on. And what does the Apostle John say to us this morning? What is God saying to us this morning? That if we live that way, if we claim to have fellowship with God, yet there is darkness in our lives, we are liars, men. Scripture calls us liars, that we are hypocrites. And men, this danger is out to get us. It wants to devour us. It wants to destroy our lives. It wants to destroy our marriages. It wants to destroy our relationship with our friends. Destroy relationships with our parents. Destroy our gospel witness. Men, there is much at stake here. And so how do we avoid this danger? How does the Apostle John remind us to avoid this danger? Look with me once again at verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Here's a way out, men. It's not difficult. It's not complicated. It begins with fellowship with God. It begins by being in the light as he is in the light. And how are we in the light, men? We are in the light by daily reading God's word. Eric Schaeffer gave a message when we began this meeting talking about hiding God's word in our hearts so that we might not sin against God. Men, we need the truth of God's word. What's the purpose of the light? What's the purpose of God's word? It's to expose the darkness, isn't it? It's to expose where there is sin. It's to put a mirror in front of our faces and help us to see how we truly are. It's so easy for us to get in our own little worlds and think, hey, I'm doing okay. Life is great. I'm not in the midst of suffering. There's nothing going on. But men, the word exposes the darkness. The word exposes where we are failing to obey God. Men, have you ever had these thoughts as you were in care group or at a men's meeting or for your teens and children talking with your parents? I don't need to confess this to anyone. I can stop on my own. Or maybe after viewing internet pornography, you've had the thought, you know what, I'm never going to do this again. I'm promising myself, I'm promising God that I'm never going to do this again. So I don't need to confess this to anybody. Or what I'm doing, it's not a big deal. Men, that is living and walking in darkness. But instead, we need to walk in the light. And not only do we need fellowship with God, we need fellowship with one another. We need to humbly confess our sins to one another. We need the humility that allows us to allow people to know the very details of our lives. Just yesterday morning, I was at a men's meeting with guys in my care group. And I had purpose to go to that men's meeting, wanting to be the first to share what's going on in my life and wanting to share the recent conflicts I've had with my wife and to really bring to light an area of my life that I'd realized had been in darkness. An area of just how much media I've been intaking in my life and how it's affected my fellowship with my wife. But yet, when I got to that meeting, all of a sudden, I wanted the darkness. I thought that I'd be better to be in the darkness. So men, it is so easy for us to love the darkness. But men, we need to turn away from this darkness. We need the light, because not only is there a warning that the scripture gives us, not only is there a call to walk in fellowship, but there is an awesome promise that the scripture gives to us. Because if we walk in the light as he is in the light and have fellowship with others, the awesome promise is there is forgiveness of our sins because the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sins, men. That is why we can and we must walk in the light this morning. So men, where are there actions in your life right now that you don't want others to know about? Maybe it's not in the area of internet pornography. Maybe it's how you're spending your money, your finances. Maybe it's in the area of media and what you're viewing and what you're intaking. Teens, maybe it's in how you're relating with your friends, the kinds of music that you're listening to. For all of us, there is something that we know that is in darkness. Where is that darkness in your life? Whatever just came to mind right now, men, let me urge you this morning. May you be resolved to take whatever steps necessary today to walk in the light. Before you leave here, resolve to say, that area that just came to mind, I want to tell my care group leader, my dad, my friend. Resolve right now to share that. Expose it to the light so that you may experience the power of the forgiveness of sins, so that you may experience the newness of life that God promises to us.